into the garbage, you flyboy.
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a certain point of view. I'm MC.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're just going to be talking about some of the news that's been going on in the Star Wars universe. The journey to the Rise of Skywalker has officially started. And so that means we're really in, well, I mean, we're in the journey. We're getting ready for the new movie. We're 2 months away. That's close.
What are we, 70 days away?
That's getting close.
Something like that. Yeah, it's really close now.
But they've started to release stuff for the multimedia journey to the Rise of Skywalker. So I think they've started with comics, but I think actually was the Finn and Poe Choose Your Destiny book the first thing that actually came out?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Kevin Scott, who wrote it, mentioned that on Twitter, that it was the first thing that came out, and he didn't even realize it was going to be the first thing that came out.
Yeah, I haven't managed to get my hands on it yet. I was at New York Comic Con, and it sold out before I ever got there.
Ah, okay. Then you have an excuse, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure you saw Kevin over the weekend.
I did, yeah. And I did not get the book this time. But that's okay, because I had no room in my suitcase, and now I have a 15% off coupon at Barnes & Noble.
Nice.
So I'll probably get it this weekend.
Yeah, but there is some new stuff that is going to be coming out. We have some interesting news that has come out regarding some of the things, such as Admiral Akbar has a son. This has come out in the comic book, The Journey to Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, Allegiance. God,
that is
that's
way too many words. That's the one that just came out yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Or this week, rather.
Yeah.
Okay, I have not read it yet.
Yeah, I have not read it either, but I knew that there was a character called Akbar, and so I was very intrigued to find out, how the connection was, because you can't just drop a character named Akbar in there and have them...
Way too recognizable a name.
Yes. Especially considering what happened to Admiral Akbar in The Force Awakens.
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi. I'm just totally tripping over all my words tonight.
That's all right.
But probably even more exciting than that, especially for the people on this podcast. We had seen the cover before, but I guess somebody zoomed in and pointed it out. But for the book Resistance Reborn, Wedge is on the cover.
Now, for anyone who doesn't know, and if you don't, you're probably new to listening this, so hi. Wedge Antilles is my favorite character in all of Star Wars.
He is not my favorite character, but he is very high up there.
I am very, very excited.
Yeah, Wedge is probably my favorite of the secondary characters. I love him. So I want to find out what he's doing in the Resistance.
When does that one come out?
That one comes out, I believe, November 12th.
Oh, so it's coming up. Okay, as I'm probably going to look it up for the release date.
And because I am Raylo Shipper Trash, I do have to mention that they came out with a short preview of Resistance Reborn, and it is a scene between Rey and Leia, and oh my god, it's so clear that Rey is into Ben. Because when Rey is talking to Leia about how she wants to understand why Ben turned into Kylo Ren, and Leia is like, oh wow, she really cares about him. So I'm not saying it's a definite thing, but they're dropping some hints there. So
yeah, they
Raylo's rejoice. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that book so much. That's gonna be,
I think it's November 5th.
Okay. Oh, I knew it was sometime in November. So, November 12th is probably something else.
Probably. I think there's going to be something pretty much every week up until the movie.
I'm going to guess so, yes. Well, I mean, now they've got comics coming out, so mm-hmm. those come out pretty quickly. And We've got, there's a bunch of books, like a lot of them that they're doing. From what I hear, what they're planning to do is, because there's going to be a huge time jump, or not huge, but there's going to be a couple of years between The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker. They're going to spend that time building up how we go from a dozen people on the Millennium Falcon to the Resistance being a credible threat to the First Order. So that's going to take some time for them to do that.
Right, yeah.
Which is how we get characters like Wedge, because Wedge is definitely a credible threat to the First Order.
Anyone who was Rogue Squadron is.
Yeah.
I think he's the only one left, at least canonically.
I believe you are right. I do believe you are right.
Granted, there. The rest of them got eaten by the EU becoming legends, so.
That is true. So, you have been more out there in terms of, like, doing things. Like, because you went to New York Comic Con. So, you went to a panel.
I did. I went to a panel. I don't go to panels typically. I think every panel I've gone to in the past 3 or 4 years have been Star Wars books panels. And those are the only panels I've gone to.
Yeah, I know this last one you went to, you completely blamed Kevin for.
He told me I should.
Okay.
He wasn't wrong. Kevin Scott is a friend of mine through Doctor Who, actually. And so when we saw him at Celebration, he definitely mentioned, I wanted to be at that panel. And I wanted to be at that panel. And I'm glad I went.
It's nice to have the inside scoop as to which panels that we're supposed to go to, because neither of us really are huge to going to panels unless we're on them.
Or there's something really, really special, and our version of special tends to differ from what everyone else thinks. But yeah, the panel was absolutely amazing. Oh my god, announcements everywhere. Announcements everywhere, other than Journey to the Rise of Skywalker stuff. There's going to be a Clone Wars anthology book.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I flailed everywhere at that. Like, everywhere, because I love the Clone Wars. It's my love, it's my everything. And that makes me beyond excited.
I think if the fans of this podcast know anything about you, they know two things about you. They know you love Wedge, and they know you love the Clone Wars.
That sums up my Star Wars very accurately.
What would you do if they came out with a book that was Wedge teaming up with, like, the last surviving clone?
I'd probably die a very happy Sarah. No, I really would.
I know you would. That's why I mentioned it.
Don't give me ideas.
You give me them all the time.
I know. Okay, so other than the Clone Wars anthology, we have a new Thrawn trilogy starting in May.
And we don't have any information about them, but it's there's like the first of the Ascendancy trilogy or something.
Something like that. And it's going to be Thrawn's becoming Thrawn. It's pre-Empire.
So it's a prequel.
Yeah, it's a prequel. And it sounds so cool. I mean, it was introduced by Mark Thompson, the narrator.
Ooh.
Just starting to read the prologue. Nice. And you just kind of felt the room going, that's Thrawn's voice. Oh my god. Oh my god. And it just, you felt the energy build, and then they announced a trilogy. It's Thrawn's origin story. That's the word I was looking for.
It's funny considering how much people talk about Thrawn in the Legends continuity. He's only in 3 books. We have so much more of him.
He's in 5 books. He's in, there's 2 more. There's the Thrawn duology, too.
He never appears in the Thrawn duology.
Does he not know? He just gets talked about a lot, doesn't he?
He gets talked about. There's, like, the threat of him.
That's right. It's been a while since I read those.
I actually only ever read the first one.
I own them, though.
It's terrible that I actually haven't read it. Haven't read both of them. But I think it was part... I was rebelling against the books at the time. So okay. I'll eventually get back to them. But I know he never actually appears because he's long dead at that point.
But yeah, you're right. We have more Thrawn in the new canon now.
He feels like a real character to me.
Yeah, in the new canon. Between the books and Rebels and now more books.
I enjoy him so much more in these than I did in the Legends continuity.
Me too.
I know Legends people will jump on me for that. I love, there's stuff that I love in Legends, do not get me wrong, but I like One of the great things about having the new canon is that it's almost like a second draft, where it's like, we can take all of the bits that are really awesome and leave stuff like a Jedi hut to the wayside.
Yes. All right. So let's see what else came out of that panel. The second Alphabet Squadron book.
Yes.
Is called Shadowfall. And that's literally all we know about it.
I'm still reading the first one, but I love it so far.
I love the first one. It feels like the first part of a trilogy, but since we know it is, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So, let me think. What else did we get? Oh, the flip side to Myths and Legends.
Yes, yes. It's...
Dark Legends by George Mann.
Dark Legends, yeah.
And I may have yelled at George and told him that he's going to be making me read a book about the dark side. I really enjoyed Myths and Legends. I need to reread it less fast.
I haven't gotten the chance to read it yet because I don't own it yet. I'm poor. Oh, I just quit my job. So.
It's really kind of fascinating. And I love mythology, real or otherwise. And I love weird force shit. So it's kind of the perfect book for me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was really interested in getting my hands on it, but it's just a matter of finding the time. Maybe I can get them both together. I don't know.
That would work. What else? There's a bunch of kids' books.
Mm-hmm.
There is still nothing about Project Luminous, except that it involves Marvel, IDW, Del Rey, and shoot, who am I missing? I'm missing someone.
Disney Lucasfilm Press, Del Rey, IDW, and Marvel.
Okay. The Disney Lucasfilm Press is the young reader stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I couldn't think of it. So yeah. It's basically young readers, adult readers, young comics, and adult comics.
Which means that everybody who was thinking that this was going to be the Empire from a certain point of view, which we actually did think, it probably is not going to be that. It's going to be something much larger.
Yeah, it sounds huge.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's all we know, and I can't actually theorize about it, because I have nothing.
Yeah, we just keep getting the teases about it, and it's like, tell us more!
Yes. But
I suppose we'll probably get more about it after the movie comes out, because they're kind of focusing most stuff on, you know, the journey to the rise of Skywalker, and it Project Luminous isn't going to start until 2020, so yeah. They'll probably push it really hard then.
I think they said after the new year, we'll get some more information finally. We are getting a new relaunch of the Star Wars comic.
Yes, yeah.
Which is kind of doing the same thing as the first volume of the current run did, where it's starting right after Empire.
So basically, Shadows of the Empire is officially going to be wiped from continuity.
Yes.
Even though, I mean, we know it was, but they're going to come up with their own.
Yeah. And it's written by Charles Soule, and I love Charles Soule's writing.
Yeah, he's
so
really great.
Super happy about that. And then it's also getting its flip side with a new Darth Vader comic.
Yeah.
So I'm super looking forward to the comics.
You know, well, you shame me for being so behind on the books. I actually have caught up on the comics. I spent, I think, like an entire weekend basically binging every Star Wars comic.
Nice.
It was actually pretty bad because I get the trade paperback, so I was reading them and I realized that I was missing like one in the middle.
Oh no.
So I had to wait 2 days for it to arrive.
That sucks.
But it was really funny because usually I'm so much better about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I really hope that I did not like twice buy a comic that I have like somewhere else hidden in my house, because mm-hmm. that's not like out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I've but done that.
Yeah, but still, I love the comics. I'm so mm-hmm. there for more.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me everything.
Yes, please. All of it. All of it, all of it. And now I know you're trying to goad me into talking about the rise of Kylo Ren, because I know you're excited about it.
Well, I'm not trying to goad you into doing it, but
I was kind of working around it, just to be a pain. But yes, there is the Rise of Kylo Ren comic, also by Charles Soule.
Yes.
And all he has said about it is, we are not ready.
Are you ever ready for the rise of a dark character like that?
No, but that's his quote. he has also mentioned he can't believe he's gotten to write some of what he has been allowed to for this.
That's heavy.
So it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And I mean, Charles Soule is such a fantastic writer that I think it's going to be, it's going to be good. I mean, there's just, they're going to be building up that, like I said, with, they're building up the resistance as a credible threat for the rise of Skywalker, and they've got to build up Kylo Ren more for whatever is going to happen to him in the rise of Skywalker, which, you know, I have no idea what that could possibly be. I seriously don't have any idea what that could possibly be. Mm-hmm. I know that there are supposedly spoilers out there, like leaks of the entire movie, and I have not read a single one. I am not going anywhere near them.
Me neither.
Usually I'm pretty cool about spoilers, but I don't want spoilers for this.
Yeah, I really want to go into this fresh and blind and excited.
Well, I mean, come on, like, you're not going to be excited.
No, I'll be excited anyway, but I want to go into it spoiler free.
Well, we do have, we've already kind of touched on this a little bit, and it's not like a huge thing that, well, I mean, it is a huge thing, but we haven't actually gotten official word on this yet. But as we said earlier, we love Wedge Antilles. And there is a, I'd say a fairly credible rumor that Dennis Lawson's going to appear in The Rise of Skywalker.
No, I'm super excited, but I'm hesitant to be excited until it's confirmed.
You're cautiously excited.
I am. I am exactly as much excited as I was about the Kenobi series.
Fair.
I was hoping, I was dreaming, and as soon as I find out it's true, I will be bouncing off the walls. But I don't want to believe it until it happens.
I understand that. And certainly it has not come out from an official source. I believe it was a fan source who said that they had been in contact with Dennis Lawson's representation. So, I mean, that's a fairly, like, roundabout way, but considering that Wedge is apparently a big enough part in Resistance Reborn to merit a cover picture, that does speak a lot to
it does, yeah. That,
them building up the character. So if it happens, I might like scream a little in the theater.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll be bouncing on my chair. Boing 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 boing. But yeah, like I said, I'm not there yet.
And so the other thing that happened is, was it Triple Force Friday? Is that what they called it?
Yes.
They called it Triple Force because it was for three different, releasing for three different things, I believe.
Right.
It was stuff for the movie, stuff for The Mandalorian, and what was the third thing?
Jedi Fallen Order, the game.
Jedi Fallen Order, right.
Which looks so cool and makes me wish I played video games.
Yeah, I'm not a video gamer, so unfortunately we can't speak much to that. But a lot of cool stuff came out for Triple Force Friday. I really want the cookware.
Okay.
I forget what company is coming out with it, but they have some. They have a Han Solo in carbonite casserole dish.
Oh, that's kind of awesome, actually.
Should post pictures of the stuff that they're coming out with, but, and they also have like droid baking ware, and it's like, oh my god, why do I not have all of the money?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not cheap pieces, like it's a fairly high-end line of stuff, but it's so cool. And it would go so well with my, I have a little R2-D2 cup measuring kit. It's all of the things that you need for baking. But it, like, assembles together and it's R2.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Cool.
But probably the biggest news to come out of Triple Force Friday is kind of a bummer to go out on, but it's something that I wanted to mention, and that is the Where's Rose hashtag. With all of the merchandise that came out, Rose Tico was missing from, not only missing from so much of it, but from concept stuff that had come out before the merchandise was actually released, she was removed from a lot of it. And people on Twitter are just like, where's Rose? Like, why is she not here? And so many people are trying to argue, oh, Rose isn't an important part of The Rise of Skywalker, so she's not being put in the forefront in any of this stuff. But we do have pictures where she had been in it. And they just kind of photoshopped her out. And it's just kind of dumbfounding that they would do this. And it kind of feels like they're kowtowing to the fanboys who were really mean to the character of Rose and to Kelly Marie Tran. God, that's a bummer thing to bring up.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I love Rose.
I do too.
I would buy all the Rose Tico stuff everywhere. She's one of the first Black Series figures that I got, actually.
Oh, nice.
She's half the reason I've got a full shelf of them now.
But, because you can't just buy one, you have to buy all of them.
Right, but I'm not sure if I hadn't fallen in love with her, I would have bothered. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, I don't buy the t-shirts generally.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize this was going on until Twitter hell broke loose.
Yeah.
But yeah, looking at it, it's absurd.
It really is.
Like I said, I wouldn't buy it anyhow, but I wish I could not buy it because.
Yeah.
If that made any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, no, I get it. This is a character that they spent so much time building up in The Last Jedi, and she was fabulous in it. Like, I don't care what you think of the whole Canto Bight storyline. She was really good in it. And she's obviously got a major part in The Rise of Skywalker. We already know that she is going to be a commander in the Resistance by the time of The Rise of Skywalker. So she's not just going to be, like, a bit part. And they're taking her out of things. And it's like, don't do that.
Yeah, so it's just...
The only thing we can say is that Disney's obviously going to be coming out with more stuff. This is just kind of their initial salvo into the Rise of Skywalker. More stuff's going to be coming out. So Disney, like...
Get your act together?
Yes! Get your act together and bring out the Rose stuff that we deserve and that we want.
Yeah. If there are Rose things, I will buy them.
I will hopefully buy them. Like I said, no job right now. So.
Right.
I will buy all of the things I am capable of. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that is just about it for this news roundup. We are going to be doing more of these as more stuff comes out, and there's probably going to be a ton of things because, you know, we're in the journey now. I think this has been a good roundup of what's going to be coming out. So
you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Murnell. MIRNELL.
And I am at MCFrodis, which is MECEEFRODIS. You can also find us at SW Trash Podcast on Twitter. You can also search for us on Facebook, Tumblr, basically everything. We're the Trash Compactor Podcast. And please, if you want to support the show and help us come out with new episodes, buy our merch on TeePublic and Redbubble, or support us on Patreon. And we're Trash Compactor Podcast on Patreon. And you can support us for as little as $1 a month. Until next time, may the Force be with you.
Always.